HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Apartment 713 by Kevin Sylvester. Performed by Kevin Sylvester. Chapter 1. Jake Simmons slumped on the end of his bed and stared at the peeling wallpaper. The pattern might once have been a grapevine or flowers, but now it was so faded he couldn't tell. Flakes of yellowed plaster clung to the back. A slight breeze rustled the scrap, tearing a few more crumbs of plaster away from the wall. Jake turned. The window was closed. "Great," Jake said. "This dump is either haunted or busted." The glass rattled in the frame as the wind whipped up again. "What's that, Jake?" came his mother's voice from the next room. "I said this place sucks!" There was a loud sigh, the rustling of paper, shifting of boxes, but no other reply. Jake began picking at the wallpaper. More plaster came away from the wall, flakes falling like snow onto the stained gray rug and scuffed planks of the wooden floor. "This place sucks!" he yelled. With an angry lurch, he ripped an entire strip from the wall. The uneven gash stared back like a snarling mouth. The exposed plaster was cracked and in parts even missing, revealing dusty wooden slats underneath. "Stop that, please," his mother's annoyed voice, this time from the doorway. Jake stared at the strip of paper, so fragile it would crack into pieces if he pinched. He pinched. "I miss our old place." "I know," she said quietly, leaning on the door jamb. "I miss my room, my games. I miss having a window that doesn't breathe." The glass rattled. He swore. "Language? Why? Because our neighbors can hear us through these stupid paper-thin walls?" He slapped on the wooden slats, sending a puff of dust into the air and onto the rug. "I know." His mother's head dipped lower. "Why did we have to move to this dump?" His mom took a deep breath. They'd been over this 100 times. "You know why. We had no choice. My job. Then when Janice left, I couldn't..." An even deeper sigh. "It was this, or whatever." He let the scrap of wallpaper drop to the floor. "Look, Jake, it's a place to stay. For now. Until we can find something better. Until we can get back on our feet, you know? I don't know how you get back on your feet when they stick to the kitchen floor." His mom ran her fingers through her hair and pursed her lips. "My grandpa left me this place when he died." "Great-grandpa?" This was new info. "Did he lose a bet or something?" His mom ignored that. "It was kind of a family mystery. There was this key on his mantle when we were kids." She stopped for a moment, remembering. Jake listened, trying as hard as he could to look like he wasn't. "Grandpa said it was a key for something called the Regency. It sounded so grand, but he never told us what it actually was. He said the Regency had been there for him, though, and would be here for us if we had no other choice." "Can't imagine any other reason to stay here," Jake mumbled. "Some mystery," he thought. "Fine." His mom closed her eyes and turned to leave. Then she stopped, fist clenched, and spoke without looking back. "It's all we have left. And maybe if you stop ripping the paper off the walls, we can make it a home." She marched away toward a wall of cardboard boxes. Jake sat perfectly still for a good half hour while his mother worked away in the outer rooms. He stared at the stains on the rug, the flakes of crumbled paper, the dust from the walls. His old life had been awesome. When he'd looked out of his old window of his suburban house, he'd seen trees and a big green yard. A wide paved driveway led to a wide paved road. Here, all he could see through the grimy window was the even grimier window of an even dumpier building. His old bedroom walls had been covered with posters of his favorite bands, baseball players, video gamers. His shoulders sagged. Gaming? That was gone. His video game setup was one of the things they'd sold to pay for the move. There he'd had high-speed internet, a first-class TV. Here, no TV. An old laptop that his mom used. High-speed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?